Hello, listeners of ACED English. Welcome back. This is Eli.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 以宁。亲爱的粉丝朋友们，一席文化在招聘全职英文老师和英文主播，工作地点在青岛。欢迎大家帮忙推荐或者自荐。
Dear listeners, ACED Culture is hiring new English teachers and podcast hosts in Qingdao. Feel free to recommend us to your friends or apply yourself.
Yes. Today, we'll talk about a trending topic, which is Qatar 世界杯, the World Cup. We specially invited the very interested in football Eli to do this episode. Eli is a Canadian, currently at ECE teaching.
Well, I've played soccer on a team since I was 7 years old. I played with my parents and grandparents before that.
Eli 很小就开始踢足球了。
Yeah, we all like soccer.
Eli, 刚才你说到足球用的是 soccer 这个词，那它和 football 有什么区别呢？
Well, in American English, as well as in Canada, when people say football, they usually mean American football, which is what the rest of the world calls 橄榄球. Americans and Canadians call 足球soccer. In other English-speaking countries, when people talk about 足球, they say football.
Got it. So football 在美式英语和加拿大英语里指的实际上是橄榄球。他们的足球叫 soccer, 但在其他英语国家足球都是用 football 这个词。
Exactly.
Eli, 那接下来我们跟大家介绍一下本届世界杯吧。
Yeah.The World Cup.
Yeah, 世界杯就是 The World Cup.
It is a quadrennial tournament.
四年一次的联赛 Quadrennial 就是四年一度的意思。
It pits the best national soccer teams against each other for the title of World Champion.
Great. 所以最好的足球队相互竞争 The title of World Champion. 那这里有个短语是 pit blah 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 against a pit.常做名词用，矿井、深井的意思。那么这里是动词，而且用法很好，就是使什么什么竞争啊，使谁谁较量，是吧？
Yeah, that's right.
那么这次世界杯会持续多长时间呢？ How long will it last?
Well, the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar goes from November 21st.Beijing time to December 18th. That's 28 days in total.
FIFA 就是国际足联的简称，它总共会持续28天。那么会有多少支球队呢？ How many teams are competing?
There are 32 teams. And they're going to play 64 games.
Wow, 32支球队64场比赛，太有的看了，可以说真的是球迷们的狂欢了。
Yeah.We really enjoy it. It's very exciting.
Yeah. 你知道吗 Eli, 这次的世界杯有一个非常大的看点，就是中国元素占了很多。这个话题啊也一度冲上热搜。
Yeah, I've heard of that. You can find many Chinese elements in this World Cup, such as Chinese goods, passenger cars, sponsors, and even some of the stadiums were built by China.
Yeah, 这个中国元素活跃在赛事的方方面面，比方说这个周边的商场呀，卖一些 Chinese goods, 还有赞助商 sponsors, 场馆呀，裁判呀，等等等等。那么我们外交部部长发言人华春莹也是连发八推，用八张图片介绍了本次世界杯随处可见的中国元素。We are so proud.
Absolutely. And besides...the Chinese elements, there are four more things worthy of focusing on.
还有四大看点，那第一个是什么呢？
Well, the World Cup has never been held on the Arabian Peninsula before. It usually takes place in July.
世界杯以前从没有在阿拉伯半岛举行过，而且之前呢都是在夏季举行。那么这次为什么在冬季呢？
Well, summer temperatures in Qatar can be quite high.
因为卡塔尔夏季温度太高了。
FIFA eventually concluded that the summer temperatures might have unpleasant consequences for fans and players, and agreed to move the tournament to the relatively bearable months of November and December.
嗯，就是卡塔尔因为夏季温度太高了，不利于球员去打比赛，所以呢 FIFA 最终同意将比赛推迟到相对可以这个忍受的11月和12月。
yeah, yeah.
那第二个看点呢，
Ecuador beat hosts Qatar 2-0 in the opening match of the FIFA World Cup. The result marked the first time that a host team has lost the opening game of the World Cup.
嗯，对，我也听说了哈，卡塔尔成为了世界杯东道主揭幕战首败、
wow.
也算是破纪录了。
Yes，
嗯，看到新闻报道上卡塔尔球迷观众席上富豪们都垂头丧气，所以有网友调侃说这届世界杯挺好看的，毕竟平日生活中看不到这么多愁眉苦脸的有钱人。
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Eli, 第三个看点是什么呀？
In the opening ceremony, the famous actor Morgan Freeman made an appearance, as well as a leading member of BTS, John Jungkook.
哇，这次开幕式是斥巨资了啊！不仅请到了重量级演员 Morgan Freeman, 而且还请到了这个防弹少年的田就国。还演唱了歌曲，所以呢，这次的世界杯被称作是史上最贵的世界杯。
Yep, it's very expensive. Qatar has spent almost $300 billion in preparation for the tournament.
That's a lot. 那第四个看点是什么呢？
This will probably be the last World Cup for both Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. This will most likely be the last chance either of them has to get the trophy.
对，这次世界杯是 C 罗、梅西这种明星级球员的告别演出 Farewell Performance、
yeah.
所以今年的卡塔尔世界杯被称为诸神的黄昏，随着老将们纷纷退场，这个我们80、90后的青春也将结束在这届世界杯上。哎，这给世界杯添了几分悲伤的色彩。
It is a little sad、I'll be sad to see them go
Yeah,
Cristiano Ronaldo has been my favorite player ever since I was little.
He's the favorite player of many fans. Eli, 你刚才提到这次世界杯有可能是 C 罗、梅西他们的 last chance to get the trophy. 这个 trophy 奖杯指的是什么呢？
Oh, that's a good question. It's called the World Cup Trophy. In Chinese, it's 大力神杯。
大力神杯，光听名字就知道这个奖杯的含金量很高。
Yes, the World Cup is the most watched sports tournament in the world. Winning the World Cup is a great honor.
那这次世界杯哪个球队有望得到这个大力神杯呢？
The teams that are favored to win include Brazil, France, Spain, England, Argentina, and Portugal.
Eli 刚才提到了六个国家、They are favored to win， 就是呼声很高的，最有希望的。那 Eli， 你个人比较期望哪个球队获胜呢？ Which team are you going for？
Canada is in the tournament for the first time in 36 years. So I'd be happy if they won. However, I don't really think they can win. So I want England or Germany to win.
So why do you want England or Germany to win?
Well, I have ancestors from there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like how England plays as well, but I don't really have one favorite team.
Oh, 那这个世界杯除了会有人得到 the World Cup Trophy, 大力神杯，还会设有其他奖项吗？
Yeah, there's also a dream team.
A dream team 就是最佳阵容。那么这个 dream team 都包括什么呢？
It includes the best goalkeeper, the top scorer, and the best players from each of the national teams.
所以最佳阵容里包括这个 the best goalkeeper, 最佳守门员、the top scorer, 最佳射手等等。那他们分别会获得什么奖项呢？
The reward for the best goalkeeper...is the Golden Glove. And the reward for the top scorer of the tournament is the Adidas Golden Boot.
最佳守门员可以赢得 the Golden Glove 世界杯金手套奖，然后最佳射手会赢得 Adidas Gold Boot 世界杯金靴奖。
Yes.
Yeah, Eli. 那从你专业的角度，还有哪些可以跟大家科普一下的呢？
Well, there are so many terms. we can talk about some common ones here, like hat trick.
Hat trick, 帽子戏法，这个指的是什么呀？
Well, if one player on a team scores 3 goals in one game, he will have scored a hat trick.
Oh, 就是 score 3 goals in one game, 就要连续得三分，就相当于上演了一场 hat trick. That's fun.
Yeah, and there's another fun one, butterfingers.
Oh, butterfingers, 黄油手指。
Yeah, if the goalkeeper didn't catch the ball, or if it goes through his fingers, yeah, like the goalkeeper is a real butterfingers, and he always misses the ball.
Got it. 就是说接不住球，就像手上抹了 butter, 所以就是 butterfingers, 就是黄油手。这个调侃 so funny.
Yeah. And the last one is own goal.
Own goal, 自己的球，这是什么意思呀？
Oh, 这可不是自己的球的意思。This is a, 乌龙球。
乌龙球，
Yeah, yeah. When someone scores a goal on their own net, it is called an own goal. It's not something good. You don't want to have that.
Yeah, 这个有一点 awkward.
Yeah.
对，就是乌龙球。世界杯已经开始几天了，那网友们都有什么看法呢？
People on the internet have all sorts of opinions about the tournament.I'll share some.
Okay.
So, this Twitter user said, been driving all day, checking soccer scores. Not shocked Canada lost 1-0, but that's not a bad loss. Wait, Japan beat Germany 2-1? Question mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
对，这位网友说呢 ，been driving all day， 就是经过一天的舟车劳顿后，结果看到了让人震惊的比分，就是加拿大以1-0失了比赛。加拿大以1-0失了比赛，这已经不算什么了。That's not a bad loss。
Yeah.
最让人震惊的呢，是日本竟以2-1打败了德国。然后他发了一长串的叹号，叹号，叹号，足见他的震惊程度。
Yeah.That was really shocking.
Yeah.
I watched the match last night, and I think Japan deserved the win.
Oh.
Yeah, they played hard and won, even though Germany had the ball most of the time.
Oh, they play hard. 那还有网友怎么说呢?
Well, this guy said, I honestly believe it's way harder now to win the World Cup when you're a clear favorite. Other teams know this.And they come against you with all they've got. Argentina, Germany serving as clear examples.
Yeah. 所以这位网友说的这个 a clear favorite 是什么意思呢?
Here, a clear favorite means a team that many people think will win the tournament.
就是大家都很期待的人或者是队伍。这里其实可以理解为夺冠热门。
Exactly.
So this 网友说 when you are a clear favorite, 当你是夺冠热门的时候，想要赢得世界杯就会 harder, 因为其他队伍会 come against you with all they've got, 他们会倾尽全力去对抗你。
Yes. Argentina and Germany have really underperformed so far.
对，都有点爆冷了哈。哎，还有其他的网友留言吗？
There is one more. Morgan Freeman has more World Cup appearances than Italy since 2014.
就前面我们也提到了哈，这次开幕式卡塔尔邀请了美国著名影星 Morgan Freeman。那么这位网友说呢，自2014年以来 ，Morgan Freeman 在世界杯上出场的次数比意大利还多。
Yes, many people are surprised at Italy's failure to get into the World Cup twice in a row. Yeah, historically, Italy has been one of the best soccer teams in the world.
Thank you for sharing, Eli.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. I like talking about these things.
We like listening. 那今天啊，关于世界杯的话题就聊到这里。关于这次世界杯，大家有什么想分享的吗？或者你在追球赛吗？你比较喜欢哪一个队伍或者球队呢？
欢迎大家留言、点赞以及转发。
另外，一席文化在招聘英文英才，工作地点在美丽的海滨城市青岛。 欢迎加入我们，和主播们一起教英文，一起录节目。
Please join us.
Yeah.
This is Eli signing out.
This is Yinying signing out. See you next time.